So, yo, Bo. Bonus episode today, which is funny because I made two episodes yesterday, but whatever. Being lucky, being special to you guys. So, guys, I want to talk about this. Boom. Sorry, guys, I'm eating. So, guys, I want to talk about this, and I want to talk this very, very clear. All right? So, today, guys, we will be talking about this, man. Now, I don't even want to do, like, an explaining thing, but I'll go call this explaining it, but I'm not actually going to explain. I'll explain when the main bit comes up, okay? So, in the last 2 weeks, man, all right, or 3 weeks, maybe even this month, man, people have been dissing Drake at the moment, man. Like, here in the UK, people have been dissing Drake because they listened to, as you know, Drake released a song called War back in, back on Christmas Day, right, called War, and it was a great song, right, but the thing is, right, what made that song special is that it was almost like a present for the UK, right? And it was uploaded on Christmas Day, which is fitting, right? Now, this is what I want to say. So the guy behind the beats and the whole tone, and like the guy who basically said to Drake, all right, this is the beat, this is the trap sound, all that, you know, these are the way you have to flow and all that. The guy who told him that, he is from London, right? Here in the UK. And so it's been getting a lot of Americans like really like, whoa. And especially Canadians, right? But for British people, man, for some reason, man, they've been so, like, they've been dissing on Drake because apparently, oh, man, it's like we own style. Blah, blah, blah. Man, let me just tell you, if you're listening to this and you're like, whoa, man, it's true, they should stick their own stuff. Let me just tell you something, man. Drake is from Toronto, Canada, right? Now, let me tell you something about the difference between American music and Canadian music. American music is where, not music, but rap. American rap has a certain style, and it's always had a similar style ever since Tupac and Biggie, right? Even today, from the young artist. They get very influential from, like, Drake, he's from Canada, Future, you know, a bunch of new people. And the people, like, we know nowadays, like, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, all the famous big ones, they all came and listened to back in the 90 times, man. When they were growing up, they were in the 90s times, man. Know what I mean? And what's good is that hip-hop, or just rap in general, started in New York, right? And then it travelled as far as California. And it's travelled now all over the globe. But the difference between Canada rap is that Canada rap, or just Canada, you know, kids, and you know, the way they grow up, it's different because Canadians have very similar like slang to the UK, and their beat style is very similar to the UK. It's probably because the UK looked at Canadian Chicago, and then they kind of like did its own thing. That's why. they're very similar because they got, you know, inspiration off that. And it's just that, as like American slang, you can hear like dude, dog, bro, you know, what's up, shoot the breeze, bucks, you know, you hear all these slang words when, and you basically, it's something, man, it's something very weird. And that, so let me just say something about Drake. Drake is probably the most, is, well, definitely, certainly, definitely the best Canadian rapper in the world. And not, and might be the best rapper in the world. A lot of Americans have inspired from him. A lot of rappers have collaborated him and saying well done to him. Right? And some of them think that they're even better than him. He's even better than him. Which is a lot true, man. Drake is a big guy. Especially coming from Toronto, which has a different type of style. When he focuses on both, really. But let me just say something. For you thick British people recently, man. You guys have looked at the situation and you've just tried to do like say, oh, keep it your own way. Like, man, how can you say that? If you really want that, why not do rap at all? Why not even do music at all? Since rap does come from America and Canada. Like, man, come on, man. Now, let me just say something about, like, for a Canadian rapper, which is bigger than most of the American rappers in this world, and for that Canadian rapper to make a song and have a English drill beats artist to compose a song, that means so much for Britain, because Britain, it's normally Britain like when I see in the media, is that it's like more, it's normally only listened to either in the UK or Ireland or Australia. It's like that. While Americans, they might listen to, yeah, Canadian rap, but normally they just stick to their own because they think that, because American rap is the best rap, and you can't say any doubt about it because it is the best rap. You know, it started in New York, you know, and then it made its way to Los Angeles. You can't say otherwise, man. Now, man, you can't diss someone who is not one, not from a country which actually made, what even made drill, or two, who's actually from a different country, like Canada, you know? If he's from, like, I know, because Canadians, they're America's bell, right? And that bell is very annoying, and they want to change it when they actually can't, because it's really permanently stuck to the door, right? Think about that. And the paint is the residue of the UK, you know, and the urban cultures between the UK, Ireland is very, very similar to, or not even similar, but is literally the exact same in Canada. Minor the few American slang words that Canadians have adopted. But, man, they say bruv. And they have actually a very similar beat style. The only difference between they make it is because the beats over there, like the drill one, they only really have a similar drill one. When it comes to just, like, all types of rap, most of it is just brought on by similar to American ones. Now, for a Canadian who's, like, the biggest, who's one of the biggest rappers, and who is from Canada, to hire a British drill beat artist to add a beat onto his recent single, man, that is the biggest present that any like fan of like that can give. Know what I mean? Like me, like Ireland right now. Ireland has adopted what London culture is like, right? But we don't turn around and say they're copying us, do we? Like, I'm Irish, man. You know, like, people say, oh, English people, or like Britain is like, or not just Britain, but like the whole UK. They say, oh, Ireland is different. Or not the whole UK, just Britain, I think, because North Ireland and all that. Britain says, oh, they're very different. They have a funny accent, and they like farmers. When no, that's not right. You can have any accent. I have like a normal British Isles accent. Really, you know what I mean? I have a like, I'll say I have a London accent. Yeah, but that's only because, you know, uncles and aunts and cousins who have also their accents, right? And I just adopted it, you know. It's not, I didn't want it really, because I'm from Limerick. And in my opinion, the Limerick accent sounds the best. It probably, I wouldn't have any other Irish accent but the Limerick accent. So yeah, and the Limerick accent does sound really nice. I like it. You know? But having a London accent is actually also good as well. So I wouldn't mind both at the same time, really. And that's what some people think I have, which I don't really see. I don't hear it, but at least I know that people can, you know, hear it. Happy that maybe there is something in me which can hold the accent. But like I said, if one of the biggest rappers from a different country than America has hired a UK drill guy to add a bleeding UK style drill beat onto his song, that's saying something, man. And the domino effect from it is that if that happens, people will be some American people might be hiring a bunch of drill composers, you know, UK drill composers who will do that, you know what I mean? Like, man, think about it. And if England collabs with like Oceania, like Australia and New Zealand, then, you know, UK drill would be as relevant as what Canadian and American drill has led up to. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And I, in my honest opinion, on the, you know, the song Up Thought, in that song, it reminded me a lot of, like, Compton rappers. Like, nowadays Compton rappers, when they talk about girls and stuff, and money. I swear down, they do. The song reminded me so much of, like, that the urban culture in California, and had New York bits, and, you know, the music video as well. It had, like, Bloods and Crip sheets, you know. Or, what do you call them? I don't know what you call them. I'll just say sheets. You know, blanket bits. What are they called? I'll just call them sheets. But, yeah. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You need to think, man. Like, no, we shouldn't keep the olden style, because we adopted it from that style, and we kind of made it, we kind of, you know, did like a remix on the old style. Like, well, Irish people did. Irish people, the beat's the same, but that's what we inspired from. Maybe in the future it will be different as well. But the way we talk about things and we use our Irish accent, that is also making it right, you know what I mean? So, for you idiot British people who think of that, man, it's... I mean, you need to think again, man. No hate, though. So, I want to say peace, goodbye.